couldn't afford to find another property to rent, and so we had to go down to the council offices and declare ourselves as a homeless family in Bristol. We are now, thankfully, in a nice temporary accommodation property provided by the council. But Chris asked me if I would just speak a little bit about a little bit of our faith journey, I suppose, between the point at which we knew that this was likely to happen and now. And for me, the whole thing has been about... Actually, I have to say the whole thing has been filled with hope for me. And that sounds quite contradictory to a lot of people who don't necessarily believe. But I know, and I've always known God's faithfulness, and I've always known his... that he has been a constant in my life whenever anything's been challenging or difficult. And I knew that this was going to be no different for me and for my family. Knowing God in the Bible, knowing God in my own walk with him, that he is always constant, he's always loving, and he always blesses us beyond our expectations. And I know that he sees the big picture even when we get ourselves caught up in the little details and we get worried about how something might work or how something might not work. And it's easier in a way when you're dealing with yourself. It's harder when you know that your situation is also affecting your children. And that's probably the most challenging part for me. But the whole thing for me, I felt and I knew all through it that God had us in his hands, that he was holding us, he was protecting us, he was looking after us. You know, you can read quite a lot of the Psalms and read about his him sheltering us under his wing, keeping us safe. There's also a verse in Joshua. This was a verse which I was reminded of as we were packing up. I found a picture I'd been given years and years and years before when I'd been in Japan with my grandfather, which is a beautiful picture of a flower with a verse in Japanese, and on the back it shows what the Bible verse was, and it was Joshua 1:9. I command you to be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And I held that throughout this process, knowing that God is with you wherever you go, and knowing that didn't really matter where we were going to be, that we were going to be together as a family, and that God would be with us wherever we went. And I really felt God's... The other thing were lots of verses about peace and the peace of God. And I knew throughout the whole process, and I know lots of people were praying for us, and I'm sure that that made a massive difference in our hearts and our postures throughout the process. But God's peace was really transforming my heart and I think our hearts as a family, so that we just felt that peace, which is beyond anything that we can understand. And from that peace comes hope. When you feel the peace and know that you can trust in God in all your circumstances, that he's got it all, you don't need to strive and you don't need to work, you don't need to try and fix it in the human sense. You can just rest in him. You can just rest and trust that he's got it if you follow him. So we just tried to do that. We continued to worship even when the practical human situation didn't look rosy. You just carry on declaring what he has done and what he has promised. And, you know, he said that he was with us wherever we were going. So we knew he was going ahead of us to wherever we were going to be. Now, we could have been going into a hostel, into a bedsit, out of our house. We didn't know on the day where we were going until we turned up on the doorstep to find the most amazing, brand new, refitted maisonette halfway between the girls' school and my work. Really easy to get to anywhere, a 2-minute walk to the park for the girls to go and run around, more than we could have possibly expected. And that's shouldn't be a surprise, but it still is. And every time it's still a surprise, even if you get to that point of feeling that peace and that hope, you still get those wonderful gifts and those wonderful presents from God, because he is that loving father and he always wants to surprise and delight his children. And sorry, I'm going on a bit, but, you know, for me, I really can see the difference. You know, that story that you all learn, and song you all learn as children about the foolish man built his house upon the sand and the wise man building his house upon the rock. I really feel that for our family, we know what it is to be on the rock. And that what that means is when you're stood on the rock and you place yourself on the rock, is it doesn't matter what happens around you. Human circumstances don't matter. That hope and that peace becomes like a shield, and the stuff that happens to you, the situations that are thrown at you in life, just are like water off a duck's back. Now, that doesn't mean that there's never any moments where you doubt or you feel those human fears, but it's much easier to return yourself to that position of hope and trust in the Lord, if you know and you understand that he has the best possible plan for you and your life.
Thank you, Katie. We love you guys. And that's part of, that's being church, isn't it? Is it's doing these things together and supporting each other, being inspired by each other. Thank you.